These were, in fact, the first texts that I ever translated from French into English, and so I was new to the task. I was keen to do it because I enjoyed reading Voltaire so much. It's like telling a good joke, really. Somebody's given you the joke, and the art is in getting it across, and one then enjoys the pleasure of making other people laugh. And that's really what motivated me, I think. It's a kind of vicarious joke telling. Of course, there are two major problems. One is the extraordinary elegance and concision of his style, and trying to capture that in English was difficult. And of course, a lot of his wit depends on that. The other problem was the way in which the stories are quite heavily embedded in the political and social cultural issues of the time. But at least with a translation, you can have a long introduction and you can have footnotes, which kind of explains that. But as a translator, you don't want to have to rely on that too much. You can't expect your reader to be constantly looking at footnotes or having read your introduction. So I was keen to try and make the text as immediate and as readable for a contemporary reader. I think probably books of this kind need to be translated every 50 years or so, because obviously English itself changes. So I don't see myself in any way as having produced a definitive translation. In that way, it was a kind of a performance for the moment for today's readers to try and get the great fun of Voltaire across.